to look at festivals and events in the Donegal in MD, I mean, and look at the strategic plan for the next 3 years and see what we can do as an MD and what we can work with Fáilte Ireland basically in delivering festivals. I mean, you know, we all know basically the Rory Gardner Festival was a huge success to Ballyshannon, probably the biggest numbers ever, over 40,000 people there over the weekend. See sessions in Mundoran is not taking place. The food festival in Donegal Town is not taking place. The music festival in Donegal Town is not happening. So we need to look at them, because these festivals and events bring people in. I mean, they give a huge boost to all tourism businesses, and that mean, and also the local environment and the local economy in shops and that. So it's very important that these events take place, and we have to work with Fáilte Ireland to see what can happen, because, you know, the reality of the situation is we cannot afford to let these festivals die in that, because businesses are dependent on them. But also, I mean, I think there's an onus on Fáilte Ireland and also on the government to call on Imbrio. Imbrio is the music rights, and I mean, these come in and they take a fee for all these festivals and events. I mean, we're giving out grants in one hand, and yet we have these bodies coming in then taking the money away in another hand. So all this needs to be looked at, all needs to be put down on paper and see what was the best way forward to make sure that we have festivals and events into the future.
And do you really feel that Fáilte Ireland holds the key in sorting all of this out?
Yes, I mean, you know, these are the body, they're dealing with ministers, they're talking to ministers on that. I mean, they put in a budget to run festivals and events, and we have to see what can be done more, because, you know, they have supported in the past. I mean, they have been there, and as I said, the Donegal International Rally is coming into the county this weekend. You have the Eric Lars Festival. These are all being funded by Fáilte Ireland, and, you know, this support basically has to go right around the county and has to help out everybody. And we welcome any business that come into the county, any festivals or events, they're all welcome. But I mean, here in the Donegal MD, we have to look, make sure that we hold our own when it comes to festivals and events.